Hi, I'm Teresa Branscombe from the Internal Revenue Service. The Earned Income Tax Credit has been making the lives of working families a little easier for the past 35 years. But as people struggle to make ends meet during these hard economic times, it is as important as ever. Here to talk about EITC and what's new for this tax season is my colleague Nancy Mathis. Nancy is a media relations specialist at the IRS. Nancy, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Teresa.
First of all, what is the EITC?
Earned Income Tax Credit is for people who work but don't earn a lot of money. In 2009, some 24 million people received $49 billion. That's more than $2,000 per person. Yet we think one in four eligible taxpayers fails to claim EITC.
Well, that's not good. So how can people know if they're eligible?
Well, you need earned income, and that means being employed by others or being self-employed like a farmer.
Okay.
You got to have a Social Security number. You must be at or below certain income amounts, and it also depends on family size and marital status. There are a lot of rules, but they're all on IRS.gov.
Is there anything new this year?
There certainly is. There's a larger credit for larger families. There's a new category for three or more children. So if you make $48,000 or less and you have three or more children, you could receive a maximum of $5,600.
That's a lot of money. Now, which tax years does that apply to?
That's for 2009 or 2010.
Do you have to have children to apply for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
You do not have to have children, but you have to meet certain age limits. And the credit is much smaller, but you can still qualify.
Now, you know, a lot of people lost jobs in 2009. Is this something that this group of people should look at?
Absolutely. If you had any change in your earned income, if you lost a job but you worked part of the year, if you went from full-time work to part-time work, you should really check this out. As long as you meet the income requirements, you could be eligible. And they're on IRS.gov.
All right. Now, how exactly do you get this credit?
We must file a tax return, and you must claim the EITC. You must file a tax return even if your income amount does not require you to file one. And this tax credit is complex, but there's free help available.
All right, tell me about this free help.
Well, the IRS partners with some 12,000 volunteer tax preparation sites nationwide. The agency itself operates 400 taxpayer assistance centers nationwide. And on IRS.gov, there's also free file that people can use to use free software and e-file their tax return.
Well, Nancy, thank you so much for this information.
Thank you, Teresa.
And thank you all for joining us. I'm Teresa Branscombe. You can learn more about the Earned Income Tax Credit and its rules on the IRS's official website, irs.gov/EITC.